Afternoon, I'm Steve. So I don't know if you're a big fan of the I'm a Celebrity lark. You've been watching all that? Some celebrities in a jungle and things like that? And, I mean, I think it's good for the diet. You watch these people doing these gross things and then it maybe puts you off your tea. That's why I watch it. It's, you know, it's different things to different people. And I was sat there the other day reading, I think it was in the Express, this article saying that you shouldn't feel sorry for these celebrity-type people with the stuff that they eat because, actually, it's not that bad for them. It's good food. What? Some nutritionist called Tom Irving was quoted saying that all the stuff that they eat there is good food. I thought, well, hang on a minute. Let's get to the bottom of this deal. So we are joined by the same self-same nutritionist. Tom joins us on the line. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Not bad at all. You're just down the road, aren't you? You're based in Colchester.
Yes, not far at all. Yeah.
Is there a lot of jungle near you so that you can put this stuff to the test?
Plenty, absolutely, yeah.
Good stuff. So, as a nutritionist, your theory is that when they do these gross I'm a Celebrity bush tucker trials, that food, we shouldn't be turning up our nose at it. Some of it is good for us.
Hey, look, it's absolutely understandable that people do turn their noses up at it. I mean, I do too. I mean, for goodness sake, sometimes they are eating nose, right? I mean, it's not nice.
You can turn your nose up at something else's nose. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, exactly. Fundamentally, yeah, the point I was making was really that the nutritional composition of a lot of the foods they eat is not only good for you, but it's actually the sort of food we may have to get used to eating not too long in the future, certainly here in the West, in Europe.
Really? I tell you what, I watch a lot of science fiction, and at no point do they zoom forward 300 years and Tom Cruise is sat there chewing on the nether regions of a kangaroo. And maybe that's what they're missing from the films.
Maybe that's, yeah, maybe. But I tell you, maybe not the kangaroo size. You know, there's far better parts of the kangaroo to eat. But certainly the insects, I alluded to cockroaches that they eat, and certainly water spiders is one of them. And, the nutritional composition, again, they're particularly dense in amino acids.
Really?
So dense in fat that they may soon become one of our staple forms of protein.
Cockroaches could be our staple. Oh, but here's the problem. They look a bit gross, don't they? I mean, you know, cows with their fluttery eyelashes, they're gorgeous. Cockroaches are just...
This is it. Well, the cockroaches may not be so much because they give off a nasty liken to the smell of vomit. Sorry to you guys out there eating their lunch. But, so it's not so much the taste necessarily. It's also the smell. Locusts, crickets... They could soon be a staple because they're, as I say, high in essential amino acids, some in thiamine and some B vitamins, and indeed sometimes vitamin C, particularly the witchetty grub, which is the I'm a Celebrity favourite.
Because I mean, normally if you get a bit of a cold, you think, I need some vitamin C, I'll get oranges. If you can't get oranges, just see if you've got any witchetty grubs around.
You could, yeah. It may cost you a bit to get over there. But, it's certainly... From an amino acid point of view, it's going to be commercialized. In fact, 2 billion of the world's population, about 30% of the world's population already eat crickets, locusts, as part of their daily food intake.
Wow. And one of the things on your list was crocodile feet as well, which is like this close away from a Jimmy Nail song, so I got scared. But so that's good for you to eat the foot of a crocodile?
Look, again, it's just another source of protein, lean meat. I'd recommend not eating the bone so much. The flesh certainly, could be put to good use.
Wow, so it is gross, but this is the point in history where we can sit here and say it's gross. So a few hundred years in the future, this is going to be the main way that we... Because there's too many people on the planet, and it looks like we're going to have to end up eating...
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to some restaurants where you think, oh, there's probably insects. In the future, we'll be like going, oh, I hope there's insects.
Maybe that's taken too far, but you'd be surprised. The state of mind will probably have to change so that we do become more accepting of insects.
Yeah.
I think that's the main point. I mean, the other parts of the anatomy that they're eating is novel and it's funny for TV, but insects, definitely something we may have to get used to, seriously.
Well, where those failing career celebrities lead, we are sure to follow. Tom Irving, the nutritionist, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, pleasure.
There we go, we learnt an awful lot about that level of grossness. So the next time you sat there watching the I'm a Celebrity thing, don't feel sorry for the celebrities getting paid to eat all this stuff, thinking, wow, they are on something that's high protein and low carb. No wonder they look so good. We'll be right back.